This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's primary election results are almost all decided, but a quarter-inch error by the printer supplying ballots in Lincoln County is keeping in limbo a tight GOP primary for Montana's new Western Congressional District. With an incredibly narrow 1,064-vote lead for Republican Ryan Zinke, the former Interior Secretary thought to be the favored candidate in a five-way GOP primary for Montana's Western U.S. House seat, campaigns are anxiously awaiting the results. It's the only county in the race not yet reporting results. With at least 4,084 absentee ballots returned there and 14,802 registered voters, the race hinges on those results. Zinke holds a 41% lead in the vote, and former State Senator Al Olszewski holds 40% of the vote. Lincoln County Election Administrator Paula Buff said Wednesday she expects the resulting hand count of thousands of ballots to take at least until Thursday and possibly longer. Because the ballots aren't the right size, the machine tabulators that the county uses are unable to process them. Buff said the problem didn't come to light until shortly before the Memorial Day weekend. The issue only affects absentee ballots. Buff said the county considered but ultimately rejected several possible last-minute fixes, including taping pieces of paper to the ballots to make them the right size, or duplicating them on the correct paper stock by using machines that generate ballots for voters with disabilities. Because the machine vote tabulator could not be used for all ballots, the correct ballots cast on Election Day and the earlier mailed ballots, Montana law requires that all ballots in the race be counted by hand. The law requires the county to tabulate all ballots by machine or tabulate all ballots by manual count. Because the county performed a manual count for part of the races, all ballots must be counted manually. So, six groups of three election judges in each group are huddled over tables in the basement of the Lincoln County Annex Building, slowly working through more than 4,300 absentee ballots cast. A gaggle of reporters and observers for the Republican congressional candidates look on. Each group includes one person calling out each vote in each race, with the other two volunteers marking down the results. After every five ballots, the two counters compare notes. If they're off, they go back and count the last five ballots again. In another election error, a mistake may cause the pair of marijuana local option taxes approved by Gallatin County voters not to go into effect. When the Montana legislature passed House Bill 701 last year, the bill provided the state's regulatory framework for marijuana. Amongst the dozens and dozens of rules, fees, and requirements in the new state law came the opportunity for local governments to ask their voters to decide on local taxes on recreational and medical marijuana. Gallatin County asked its voters that, and voters approved a 3% sales tax on recreational and on medical marijuana sales in the election on Tuesday. But the new state law also introduced a new notice requirement with which local governments must comply when putting the local tax questions on the ballot. The notice needs to tell voters what goods the tax could affect prior to an election. That law was not followed in Gallatin County. Elections Administrator Eric Semerad said, "It was completely on me." State law requires that notices be given 45 days and 30 days before an election with the local option tax questions on the ballot. Semerad said he never got around to putting the notices out. Semerad said he found out he missed the time frame when he was preparing other notices that are required during the election season, like notices for polling places and voting systems. The county commission will decide whether to certify the election results for the tax questions. Should the commission choose not to certify the results, the marijuana tax could reappear on ballots in November in the general election. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.